Hi, I'm Damon Fairless, host of Hunting Warhead from CBC Podcasts and the Norwegian newspaper VG. Hunting Warhead follows a global team of police and journalists as they attempt to dismantle a massive network of predators on the dark web. Winner of the grand prize for best investigative reporting at the New York festivals and recommended by The Guardian, Vulture, and the Globe and Mail, you can find Hunting Warhead on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
This program deals with devil worship and satanic beliefs. Parental discretion should be exercised.
Throughout the 1980s, a strange phenomenon was sweeping North America.
Police say those involved in mainstream cults don't break the law, but they say lesser-known cults are formed for just that purpose.
Allegations of underground satanic cults, torturing and terrorizing children, then deftly covering their tracks.
As the revelations of two little girls grew more and more bizarre, they said they were forced into sexual activity, pornography, even cannibalism.
By the early 90s, that foul wind would make its way to the quiet prairie town of Martinsville, Saskatchewan.
There are allegations that as many as 30 children at a daycare center may have been systematically abused.
The chaos that ensued was dubbed the Martinsville Nightmare.
Although the charges against the accused didn't mention Satanism, rumors were rampant that it was the work of a satanic cult.
And nearly 30 years later, the people touched by it all are still picking up the pieces.
It's a good thing I didn't know what was coming because I would have run. I would have been gone if I knew what was coming down the pipe.
The thing is, there were no satanic cults preying on children.
This isn't a work of fiction. This is a work of history. I am reading in the 20th century, the 17th century Salem witch trials.
Fear had conjured into being a new kind of truth.
They were in a panic. And like people in a panic, they want solutions.
One that didn't require proof.
We all knew which way the story was suddenly going then. Not what went wrong with the kids. It was what went wrong with all of this.
But was fueled instead by unshakable belief alone.
I believe it was Satanism.
Believe the children, that was one of the slogans.
I do remember hearing this concept of children don't lie. And as a child, finding that bizarre, like, yes, we can.
And that made it very real for all involved.
And if you dare suggest that this was all made up, I would fear for your safety.
This is a story about how the best of human instincts can be marred by our worst.
I began to think, well, if some of this isn't happening, why are these victims alleging it?
And how it can all lead to unfounded accusations against innocent people.
Sitting here today all these years later, it's not me, I never did it, but that is what is going to be associated with me until I go to my grave.
Their innocence is taken
Everybody's
away.
Everybody's looking for a pedophile.
They were going to come in and steal some children and use them for their rituals.
Satanic Panic from Uncover, coming soon.
Don't you threaten me and don't tell me that I'm involved in Martinsville.
For more CBC original podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.